there is to be assumption, as we know was defined only 30 years ago. Yet, the truth is as old as Christianity. We might ask ourselves, what does the mystery of Mary's Assumption mean? Secondly, why was Our Lady assumed into heaven? And third, how can we profit from today's peace and mystery? What does the Assumption of Our Lady mean? It means that unlike the rest of mankind, except for her son, Mary, a mortal human being like the rest of us, almost certainly she died. But certainly, her body did not corrupt in the grave. In the definition of Mary's Assumption, Pius XII does not say that she died. He simply says, when she finished her span of life on earth. When she finished that span of life on earth, she was immediately, if there was any time between, the spirit left her body. And maybe there was. The body was immediately glorified, and the soul reunited with a body that is animated, and she was immediately in the presence of the Son. She is mother. He embodied and soul, she embodied and soul. Why was Mary assumed into heaven? As the Church teaches us, and as Pius XII in the Lord document defining her assumption declared, she was first of all assumed body and soul into heaven, because, unlike the rest of us, she had never sinned. The time left, which may be centuries, maybe, will be, maybe millennia in length, between the separation of her body and soul and their reunion at the resurrection. That long interval, for some thousands, maybe tens of thousands of years, is the result of sin. Mary, having been sinless from the moment of her conception, was not to pay the penalty for sin. That's the first reason. second of Mary was the mother of Christ. What then Christ, shall we say, did for himself, it was only fitting, proprium era, it was proper that he would also do for his mother. Like son, so mother. After all, the body with which he ascended into heaven, and the body that he already had in heaven, while she was still on earth after his resurrection, was the body she gave him. You might almost say she had a mother's right to join him in his body, which was hers. She in her body, which was his. That's the second reason why Mary was assumed as the church teaches. But there is a third reason, and it touches all of us very personally. Mary was united with Jesus during his long redemptive years on earth. She who shared with him in his suffering was also to share with him in his glory. The Assumption of Our Lady is God's reward for Mary's sorrow. She who died with him in space under the cross was to enjoy him and be enjoyed by him in glory. But then beyond the what and the why, we ask ourselves, how are we to profit from this mystery? Because all the revealed mysteries, and this is part of our revelation, are to be meaningful in our lives. We are not only to believe in Mary's assumption, we are somehow, as strange as the language sounds, to live it. What difference should Our Lady's assumption make in our lives? Mary's assumption should make all of us ambitious with the grace that she can obtain for us from her Son to become more and more sinless. Unlike her, none of us was conceived without sin, and we don't have to be told it. And none of us, like her, had lived without sin. Realizing as we do, and our assumption is God's proof for the reward for sanctification, we are to strive to become less and less sinful, more and more sinless, as we approach the end of our lives. So that, please God, we shall be more and more happy in eternity because we have been more and more sinless in time. No longer can the Pope, in defining this doctrine, make a great deal of this fact. One reason he said under God why he decided to define this dogma of the faith was to teach all beings the reward that God had in store for those who serve Him faithfully, not only in spirit, but also in body. How today, body conscious world that finalizes the flesh. How the Pope said this world needs to be reminded of how God rewards those who serve Him not only in spirit, but also in flesh. That heaven is not only a reward of the soul for faithfully serving God, but also of the body for faithfully serving God. And finally, like man, we too, in our way, are meant to live lives of sacrifice and patience and endurance. Very well. Come again. Our own assumption there. When we do like our mother, she a mere creature, we a mere creature, we'll be rewarded as only God can reward. Those who serve Him in suffering and pain, and not just in spirit, but also in body. The assumption is the promise of our own final resurrection from the dead. When we have served the Master faithfully and patiently, we'll enjoy this Jesus in glory, being rewarded in spirit by beholding the face of God, being rewarded in body by enjoying Christ for whom during these very few short years we have suffered in the company and after the example of His mother. Mary assumed into heaven, body and soul, teach us to live more and more sinless lives, to serve Your Son, not only in soul, but also in body, and above all, to learn from You what reward Jesus has for those who have died under the cross like You in His company. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.